And welcome to our service this morning. Special welcome to those of you who it's the last service of their summer holiday. Have you all had a good summer?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, I was busy working, doing college work for most of it, and this morning my computer decided to lose word.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Ask me in an hour. I've got my brother-in-law working on it as we speak, trying to recover it so that I can finish what I've been. Otherwise, next week is going to be full of trying to redo the work that I've already done. But anyway, that's my summer. What was your best bit of your summer? Good. You three can tell me. Natalie?
Going to centre parks.
Oh. You can't remember where we went. When we went. So you liked riding your bike at centre parks. You liked being away with Uncle Leon and Auntie Sarah and Daniel.
Yeah.
Katie?
Baking
cookies. That was 2 days ago. We liked eating the cookies. And seeing Auntie Bat's dog. Anyone else want to tell me what the best bit of their summer's been?
Going to the beach, just sitting and watching the sea.
Did you get a nice day for the beach?
I did, one nice day.
Alan?
Coming here on a Sunday morning.
Coming here on a Sunday morning, I like that. Neil?
Getting some freedom back to go with Alana and my son touring around the country.
Freedom to go out, yeah. Seems like a long time, doesn't it? Any more?
Going to the pier.
Yeah. Iris?
Celebrating my 61st wedding anniversary and spending the day in London at a shop.
Oh.
Oh. Celebrating a day in London, that sounds good. Well, we're here today in church. And we believe that God made the world, all of nature, all those things we saw at Centre Parks and on the beach and in London. Plenty of nature in London, actually. And all of us, and all of our friends and family, and all the good things we have. So we thank God for them, don't we? So let's pray, and we can thank God. Thank you, God, for all the good things you do for us. For fun and laughter and friends and family. For days out in the beach and the countryside and the cities. For health to enable us to enjoy them. And thank you for bringing us here today. Would you bless our time together and help us to have lots of fun as we learn more about you and about the people you made us to be. Help us to hear your voice speaking to our hearts through the prayers and hymns and stories and teaching. Amen. And we continue to say thank you to God this time in singing. And we'll start with two songs which we all know very well. Morning has broken, and all things bright and beautiful.
Like the first morning, blackbird has spoken, like the
is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden so plain. Graceful creation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new. Friends. When they didn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favour with God and man. It's a story about a boy, 12 years old, on an outing with his family and friends. Have you ever been out with a big group and you were having such a good time that you didn't want to go home and they did? Yeah? Well, Jesus' outing was to the temple in Jerusalem. For the Jews, the temple was the place they would go to meet with God. And at this time of year, it involved sacrifices and feasting. It was a big celebration. It was also a really busy place where adults would chat and clever people would discuss clever things, like what their scriptures meant. Now, I don't know how you'd feel about a big family trip to the temple. Those of you who can't even sit and listen during 10 minutes in church. See, she hasn't even noticed I'm pointing that at her. Caitlin? Not sure that you like a big family trip to the temple, do you?
No.
Would you be excited by all the things that were going on? Would you be scared by the crowds? There were lots of crowds and lots of official people around.
Yeah,
would you be eager to take part in everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of you would. Or would you be saying, "Can we go now?" Jesus loved it. He loved being in this place that was so special to his people and so special to God. It was his father. He felt at home there. He felt safe. He wanted to learn from the clever people, to find out what the Bible said and what they thought about it. He probably didn't want to go home when the others did. Now, we don't know whether Jesus stayed behind on purpose. Did he hide until they were all gone and then run back to the temple? I wouldn't recommend doing that. Or was he just so involved in everything that was going on, he didn't notice the family had all left without him? How do you think he might have felt when he turned around and realised they weren't there? What do you think, Mommy? Sad? No? Have your parents ever told you what to do if you get lost? Yeah. God, what should you do if you get lost? You have to call somebody. Well, they didn't have any mobile phones in those days. Go to a member of staff, someone official. Tell them that you're lost.
Stay there.
Go to a safe place. Sometimes I'll say to you, won't I, if we get split up, wait here. Come and meet me back here. Go to a safe place. And wait. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He went to, or stayed in, the safest place he knew. And conveniently, it was where he wanted to be anyway. He stayed in the temple for 3 whole days. Surely, as soon as his parents realised that he was missing, they'd go there and pick him up. He doesn't look like he ever panicked, as we might do. He just made the most of the extra time that he got to spend in the house of God. And when his parents came looking for him, completely out of their minds with worry, he was surprised. Where else did they think he would have gone? This is the only story that we've got of the boy Jesus. It's a story about him beginning to grow up, beginning to leave his earthly parents and become his own person. He knew that God was his true father, and nothing pleased him more than to be in the place where God met with people on earth. But part of being close to God was doing what God wanted him to do, which was to obey his parents. So he went home with them and grew up with them, followed their instruction and allowed them to help him. As we grow up, there are times sometimes when we want to break away from our parents and become our own people. Sometimes that's slow and easy, sometimes it's scary or exciting. For parents, that's often scary as we anxiously search for those babies that we once had. But we should know the answer, shouldn't we? The safe place when life gets scary. When we face the world alone and don't know where our family and friends have got to. That safe place is in the arms of God. This place, the church, is meant to be a place of safety, a place of friends. But God can be found everywhere if we just call on him. In school, at home, in the street. We can know that he's with us as we step out on our own. He'll teach us and help us as we become the people he made us to be. And parents, we too should learn something. As our children are growing and we seem to have lost our babies, we should know where to look. Because we trust them in the arms of God. And through him we hold them wherever they are, as babies turn to toddlers and toddlers to children, and children to teenagers, and teenagers to adults. We know that if they wait in God, they wait for us in a safe place, learning and growing, becoming his children as well as ours. For he loves each one of them as much and even more than we do, just as he loves us. So how do we get to this safe place of God? And the answer is through prayer. Prayer is just talking to God as a friend, as a father, just like Jesus did. And we're going to pray together now. First of all, for all you guys going back to school. And then for anyone else we know who needs that safety and love of God right now. So before we pray, we're going to pray for you guys. Why? Because you're going back to school and we would like to pray for you. Chloe, would you like to come to the front? No?
Chloe's feeling a bit poorly.
Chloe's not feeling very well. Well, we can pray for that too. Debbie, would you like to come and stand kind of not too close to Marion, you know, we're still... I think that's all of our teachers, isn't it? All of our school people. Yeah, go and grab a chair. So let's pray. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your love for each one of us. Thank you that we can know that you're with us, even in the most difficult times, wherever we are. I pray for your blessing on these children. As they return to school, would you go with them? Go before them. Surround them with your safety and your peace. Enable them to learn and grow into the people you want them to be. Give them good friends and keep them on your paths. May they trust in you and teach others to do the same. And I pray your blessing on these adults. and all the other teachers and assistants and lunchtime workers and office workers who are going back to school. As they return, would you give them strength and patience? Enable them to lead well and to continue to learn and grow themselves. And I pray your blessing on those we've mentioned this morning. And we pray for the situations in other countries, in Afghanistan, in Yemen, in the other places where there's conflict. Lord, would you bring peace? Would you look after the people there? In Jesus' name. So we'll stop there for a moment and sing again as we consider that story of Jesus growing up. We'll sing One More Step Along the World I Go. Oranges and flowers. It's good to try things, We might, by trying, find out exactly what we're meant to do. But if we don't, that doesn't mean we've failed. It means God made us for something different. So in prayer and thanksgiving, we ask him to show us, to make us into the people he created us to be. For some of us, that's a short journey. For others, it takes a lifetime. But we'll get there. And for you young people, I, and I'm sure your families and teachers, can't wait to see what you all become. I've got some things to give out today. And I'll do it during the next hymn. For some of you, there's a story and a colouring book about growing up with God. For our children going up to secondary school, something to help you as you go. And for all of you, a reminder to be strong and courageous, because God is with you wherever you go. And in the weeks to come, as the oaks begin to drop their acorns, why not pick one up and keep it? To look at and remember that inside you is a great girl, and all you have to do is to be what God made you to be. So we sing, If I Were a Butterfly. Speaks to us. about the presence of God, being held and changed and renewed by Him. I should have told you to stay here. We're doing a bit of a jack in the box. Lord, I come to you.
Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.